Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. It's good to see that you've emptied your voicemail backlog. I really wonder, do you use this account for anything else anymore? Is eSystem South still in business? I've wondered about that. You know, I have no idea. Well, you know, it used to be that we had this relationship where, do you remember where you and I would talk so often that when actually a long-distance call cost a lot of money and we spent a whole lot of money because we wanted to talk to each other? I still want that. I still want that desperately. I did mention that I had three things to do over the weekend. And one of them I didn't do, which, you know, it's exhausting. But one I did, and the other's kind of sort of. And that was a video for MetaView. So I did that on Sunday, and, you know, and it's becoming my habit. It was almost an hour long. But, you know, if you look at the amount of scripture I used compared to a typical Sunday morning, this is probably at least a month worth, I try to be direct. When I listened to it afterwards, I don't think I was as clear as I would, nowhere near as clear as I would like to have been. But I do think the content is very substantive. And, of course, it's going to be taken in one of two ways. Either this guy, it's offensively in the sense this guy's either attacking us, he's a lunatic, a fruitcake, we got to protect ourselves from him because he's dangerous. Send the police again. Or somebody say, oh, look, he's pointing to the scripture. And at least on part of it, we see that he used it correctly. And the appropriate thing for us to do is graciously repent and reconcile with this guy. That is my hope. But of course, you know, that's again something you'd ask for the Christian community. I think, because I've thought a lot about it, in the last many months, it keeps coming to mind. I perhaps mentioned it in a voicemail or something. The Worldwide Church of God, many years ago, they were a cult. They examined themselves and said, no, we got a problem here. Now, it wasn't complete in the sense of their change and whatnot. The organization fractured. But some people were willing to say what we were doing is wrong and we need to stop and proclaim that what we were doing is wrong. You know, it's when I proclaim, for example, my political activities, not only that it was wrong, but why. When I proclaim the importance of being pro-life, but not imposing a ban on abortion, it's kind of like, that takes a little explaining. But to the willing ear, I'm willing to engage people on that. Because the objective is to be consistently obedient to Christ, not just in one area or another, and ignore some areas in order to promote something else. there are so many things. But either way, I wanted to let you know that video is online. And I have sent it via email to a number of people thus far. And I'm going to push it. And I'm going to hope that somebody will be willing to engage me on this. Because, as I have described, I can't stop. Because I'm supposed to do things with all patience, to never give up. And I'm supposed to never leave or forsake my wife. And I'm not going to. My lady, my wife, I love you.